I am a fan of strange history. I like it when you read stuff that happened in the past and you go, huh, I didn't know that. Or you read something that happened in the past and think, well, that's weird. It's about 90 years ago, in the year 1833. Oh, no, almost 190 years ago, I'm sorry. 1833, November the 12th. Here in the United States, or at least in the Northern Hemisphere, especially here in North America, a very strange thing happened. The stars fell out of the sky. We had recorded all around the United States people that had counted falling stars, not in the hundreds, not in the thousands, but in the tens of thousands over the period of two nights. 40 or 50,000 recorded falling stars from sections of Alabama were recorded. And it made an impact on people. Let me tell you what, if you walk out in the night sky and you see 50,000 falling stars on any given night, you kind of look at the people around you and go, huh, that's probably important. In fact, people thought it was so important that the Lakota Nation, the Indian tribe, reset their calendars and declared that it was a brand new era, that surely this was something that was so important that everybody in the world probably had entered a new time. And let's just say right now there were a lot of people that determined that this was surely an end of the world sign. The world was going to end, no doubt about it. Now, it's been a couple of years since 1833, and I think we can all agree the world did not end in 1833. Although we did learn an awful lot about astronomy in the next year. In fact, we learned that every so often, in fact, every November, the Earth passes through the tail of a comet, and it produces what's now known as the Leonid meteorite showers. It just so happens that that particular year, in the year of 1833, the Earth passed the closest through the tail of that comet that we had ever passed before. And in fact, we're not on schedule to pass through the tail of that comet that closely again for hundreds of years. But for the period of two nights, it looked like the stars were falling out of the sky. And it panicked a lot of folks. In today's gospel passage, Jesus wants to make it evident to his followers that you're going to see stuff like that happen. The stars are going to fall out of the sky. Nations are going to rise up against nations. Wars are going to happen. People are going to say, it's the end of the world. Other folks will stand up and say, I'm the second coming of Jesus. It's the end of the world, and I'm the resurrection. Jesus says, don't pay attention to those folks, because it's not the end of the world. He says, things are going to happen, and you're going to go through trials, and you're going to face difficult times. And when that happens, you need to be aware, and you need to be ready, but you're going to need to be ready in a very specific way. Now, I don't know about y'all, but being ready in my life means being very, very prepared. I'd like to blame it on having had four kids, and if at any point in time we went anywhere or did anything, we had to have things planned out really, really carefully. Because let me tell you what, if you're going on a long distance trip with four kids, you need to have some plans in place. You need to have some movies for the car. You need to have some snacks. You need to have some drinks. You need to have some bathroom breaks planned out. You need to be ready for everything. And I think one of the things that my wife and I both did right and wrong is as we got a bunch of kids, we bought ourselves a minivan. And I got to tell you, the trunk space on a minivan is like a challenge for a long trip. It's sort of a double dog dare. How much can you fit in one of these things? And over the years, we've gotten really good at Tetrising stuff in the back of a minivan. We get everybody suitcases in for a long trip. Then we could probably also get a couple of boxes for board games, because you never know when you're getting where you're going. You might need some board games. It might be bad weather if you're going on vacation. And you never know, sometimes if you're going to visit a family member, maybe they don't have enough beds, so maybe you throw a cot in the back of there as well. Maybe an inflatable mattress or two, and a box of snacks, and presents for the people that you're going to visit. Boy, let me tell you what, I've gotten good at Tetrising stuff into the back of a van. Now, if the world did in fact come to an end, all I have to do is pretend like I'm going on a road trip with my four kids, and I will be able to pack everything I need in the back of that van. I am prepared. But Jesus, when he's speaking to his disciples, he talks about a different kind of being ready. He says, look, the stars are going to fall from the sky. The earth is going to quake. The nations are going to rise up against nations. Bad stuff's going to happen. That's not the end of the world. You're going to face trials and tribulations. People are going to call you to answer for your faith. He says, I want you to be ready. And, you know, that part of it says, okay, let's get everything ready. I'm gonna have everything prepared ahead of time. But then he says the weirdest thing. He says, so make up your mind not to get ready. And of all the strangeness in today's passages, that's probably one of the strangest things. Jesus says, make up your minds not to prepare a defense. Now, if Jesus is saying, don't get ready, just wing it, some of us are going to be really nervous about that as a proposition. Some of us are going to say, oh, thank goodness, I'm good at winging it. Jesus doesn't mean either of those things either. What he says, though, is, make yourself ready by having faith. Make yourself ready by trusting in me. Make yourself ready by immersing yourself in my promises, my love, my grace, my mercy. Make yourself ready for the stars to fall out of the sky. Because the stars are going to sooner or later fall out of your sky. Maybe in November, because we're in November, we're in the middle of November, and we're due for the Leonid meteorite shower. Maybe you go outside and you see the pretty shooting stars and you think, oh, that's beautiful. I love that. We're not going to see another great big shower like they had in 1833. But they weren't enjoying it in 1833. It scared the daylights out of them. And I don't know about you, but there's a strong likelihood that in each and every one of our lives, at some point, we're going to face our own personal stars falling out of the sky. Maybe it's a health issue. Maybe it's the death of a loved one. Maybe it's the loss of things in our lives that mattered most to us. And we're going to get up the next day and we're going to look out at the world and the world's going to feel changed, like the stars just fell out of our sky. And let me tell you all what. Doesn't matter how strong you are. Doesn't matter how prepared you are. When that happens, you won't feel ready. But when we put our trust in God, when we truly trust in God's mercy, when we truly trust that God is going to make everything right for us, when we take the words of the song that John Medley and friends, I don't care what he calls them, I'm pretty sure they like him. If we take the words of that song seriously, the author of that piece of music was assuring us that it doesn't matter what happens in this life, doesn't matter what bad things we face, what shackles are on us, in the end, God's grace and mercy will lift us up to life in his kingdom forever and ever. That we're promised the grace of God that overcomes all of our hardships, even if it's only when we return to our place in heaven. When the stars fall out of your sky, Jesus wants to know, are you going to rest in your own strength? Are you going to rely on your own wisdom? Are you going to look to your own capacities? Or are you going to reach for your faith to deal with the one thing that undoes your life? His point in this passage is that that's the only thing that will make a difference. That if we're looking for anything in this world to make us whole again when our world breaks, we're just going to wind up with more brokenness. Because the kingdom of God alone brings wholeness. So he says, do not prepare for yourself a defense. Instead, trust that my word will be in you. It'll be with you. It'll help you to overcome whatever it is that you're facing. And this is a truth and a promise that we can truly lean into. We are, just this last week, a nation that has celebrated our men and women in the armed forces. Each and every one of those people who went into the military did so with a desire to make the world a better place. To accomplish missions. To overcome adversaries. And to defend the peace of a nation. And no one member of any of those armed forces did so by themselves. In fact, nobody has ever fought a war all by themselves. Nobody's ever maintained a peace all by themselves. No one has ever, in the history of the world, been a one-man army. A one-woman army, for that matter. Instead, each person does the job that's assigned to them. Difficult jobs, hard jobs, trying jobs. Jobs that they do as part of the whole of a mission. They do the one thing they are trained and assigned to do. They do it to the best of their knowledge, trusting that the whole of the unit will work together to accomplish the overall goal. That's all the kingdom of God asks of you and I. That we do our part in our lives with those whom we touch. That we rely on the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We trust in it to give us our strength and our hope and our faith. And then we share that with the lives of the people around us. We may never think of ourselves as saving the world by doing that. Never think of ourselves as being heroic by simply living out our faith quietly in our own lives. But that is actually what it is that we're called to do to save the world. To each and every one of us do our part, together as a part of the kingdom of God, to shape, change, and save, as Christ has determined that his kingdom will do. So I say to you all on this Sunday morning, whether the stars are falling out of your sky right now, whether you remember when the stars fell out of your sky, or whether you are still waiting for the day when it happens, because it will. You can't be ready by putting anything together in this world. Wealth won't make you ready. Power won't make you ready. Comfort won't make you ready. The only thing that will give you the strength that you need to overcome that moment is faith in God alone. Amen.